Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, the evening news read by Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in times of conflict. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Chief Minister Nipurio lauds dedication of civil servants to public service on Civil Services Day. And major fire outbreak in school premise in Dimapur. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in these times of conflict. Modi said that credit for this new role of New India is being given to its growing capabilities, foreign policy and cultural image. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 2550th Bhagavan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Modi said that the dedication and commitment of the youth towards the values of Bhagavan Mahavir is a sign that the nation is moving forward in the right direction. Prime Minister Modi said that today India puts forward the principles of truth and non-violence with full confidence in the global forum and also tells the world that the solution to global problem is found in its ancient culture and tradition. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned various initiatives undertaken to combat climate change, including Mission Life and the vision of One Earth, One Family and One Future. He said that these initiatives have not only created hope in the world, but have also led to a change in global perception of India's culture and tradition. The government is commemorating the occasion with Jain community by organizing a culture program in Bharat Mandapam along with saints from the Jain community. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. In her message, President Murmu urged citizens to pledge to adopt Lord Mahavir's teachings and work for the welfare of all living beings. She highlighted that Lord Mahavir was the embodiment of sacrifice, compassion and sensitivity. She said his teachings of restraint, morality, non-violence and non-possession are relevant even today. Vice President Dhankar said that Lord Mahavir showed us the path towards building a peaceful, harmonious and prosperous society. He also urged citizens to commit to his ideals. Meanwhile, Modi said Lord Mahavir's messages related to peace, restraint and goodwill are an inspiration for the country in building a developed India. Chief Minister Nipurio greeted civil servants on Civil Services Day. In a message, he lauded the dedication of civil servants to public service, which contributes to our nation's progress. Chief Minister Rio hoped that they remain committed to upholding the dignity and integrity of the nation. The Government of India celebrates National Services Civil Services Day on April 21st every year in India, every year to acknowledge and honour the work of civil servants engaged in public service who are the backbone of the nation's administration. This day commemorates the address by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the first Home Minister of Independent India, where he referred to civil servants as the steel frame of India. A major fire broke out in school premise in Dimapur today. Fire Station West Dimapur, led by Commander ASI King Bong Se, attended the fire call, which came in at around 3:11 p.m. this evening. According to the commander, the incident occurred in the school premise of St. Stephen's High Secondary School, Dimapur. The fire gutted six Type 2 rooms which were used to store construction material and other utilities. While no casualties have been reported, the commander informed that property worth 15 lakh rupees were lost. Four fire tenders from West and Central Fire Station, Dimapur, and more than 15 firemen took action in the fire call. This news is a broadcast from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Chief Election Office of Manipur has requested ECI to consider recall in six polling stations of the Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency, where voting took place yesterday in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The returning officer submitted a detailed report to CEO Manipur about six polling stations where voting was disrupted due to violent incidents. The returning officer said that the concerned presiding officer has informed that mob violence destroying EVM and VVPAT machines and proxy voting occurred in these polling stations. Accordingly, the report of the returning officer has been forwarded to ECI by CEO Manipur with the request to reconsider the recall in this polling stations. However, the direction from ECI on the matter has not been received by the State Election Authority till the filing of this report. Meanwhile, the election campaign for the second phase polls in Manipur has intensified. In the second phase, voting will be conducted at 13 assembly segments of 8 districts of Manipur on April 26th. These assembly segments are under Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency, and the total number of voters is over 4 lakh. Polls will be conducted at 848 polling stations in addition to 9 special polling stations set up for internally displaced persons. India's net direct tax collections for financial year 2023 to 2024 surged 17.7% to 19.58 lakh crore rupees compared to 16.64 lakh crore rupees in the previous financial year. It has surpassed the budget estimate for financial year 2024 by 1.35 lakh crore rupees or 7.4%. The Finance Ministry in a release said that the budget estimate for direct tax mop-up for the previous fiscal was fixed at 18.23 lakh crore rupees. The gross collection of direct tax for the financial year 2023-2024 also registered a healthy growth of 18.5% to 23.37 lakh crore rupees in financial year 2023. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has begun registration process for University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC-NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for National Eligibility Test through the link available on the official website. The registration process will remain open till 10th of May. The last date for submission of the examination fee through online mode is from 11th to 12th of May. The correction window will open on 13th of May and close on 15th of May. As per UGC's notification, the examination to award Junior Research Fellowship to eligible candidates and for appointment as Assistant Professor and admission to PhD in 83 subjects will be conducted on 16th of June this year. The candidates are allowed to fill out only one application. The UGC said strict action will be taken against those who have filled out more than one application form. Assam Rifles distributed sewing machines under Assam Rifles Civil Action Program to women self-help group of Choklangan village located in Indo-Myanmar border in Noklak district today. According to Assam Rifles, the scheme aims to encourage and empower local women and provide a means for earning and livelihood. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail in different parts of the country till the 24th of this month. The Weather Department also forecasted widespread light to moderate rainfall, accompanied by isolated thunderstorms and lightning, is expected over Arunachal Pradesh and scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 24th of this month. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in times of conflict. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo lauds dedication of civil servants to public service on Civil Services Day. And major fire outbreak in school premise in Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.